Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
All right, so I'm Jay Duffett. First and foremost, I'm a teacher. I currently work at Holy Trinity Catholic High School, where I teach chemistry. And next year, I'll be switching over to the public board and teaching chemistry at McTavish. I'm also a goalie coach here in town, so I work with Fort McMurray Minor Hockey and the HSL and PHL organizations here. And yeah, so basically all my time I just spent teaching.
Nice. So what are we doing here? What's your involvement with Union then?
I probably should have let off with that as well. So currently right now I'm the president-elect for Fort McMurray ATA Local 48. I will assume that position officially on July 1st. So we just had our election in the end of May. So
yeah,
it's
congratulations, bro.
Lots of interesting things coming down the pipe here.
Yeah. So how long have you been a teacher in Fort McMurray for?
So I moved here in 2015.
Okay.
So this will be the nth of my ninth year in total, 10 years in total teaching. It was my first year I was in Pangnirtung, Nunavut.
Okay.
Yeah. So I went from
south.
It went from extremely high north to just north.
Yeah.
So
where are you from?
I'm originally from a small town called Catalina, Newfoundland.
Okay.
So that's where I grew up. I played hockey there, went to school there. I got my Bachelor of Science through Memorial University, my Bachelor of Education through Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, and my Master's in Educational Leadership at U of A.
Okay.
So I keep joking, if I ever get my PhD, I have to go out to UVic, start on one coast and on the other.
No doubt. That's wild. So have you taught at Trinity the whole time that you've been here?
Yes.
Okay.
It's they hired me. Yeah, it's like that summer of 2015, and I've been there ever since. It's been a great school.
Yeah.
It was an easy decision leaving, but, part of it where I do have that hockey experience as well.
Mm-hmm.
McTavish has their Peak Academy.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to get my hands into that a little bit, so combine two of my favorite things. So teaching hockey, specifically goalies, and, of course, teaching chemistry as well. So
yeah. That's cool. Those are very two different passions you have.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah. So who are you cheering for right now?
Oilers?
Yeah.
Got to.
That last game was wild.
Oh, like, man, they needed that so much, just to kind of get the ball rolling. They started a little bit in game four there. They managed to start to solve Bobrovsky a tiny bit, but, can't wait for tonight.
8 points. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's a blowout. After losing three in a row, you need something big, and that was a big, we showed up.
Yeah. They just need to keep that momentum going, and, fingers crossed for tonight.
So now when it comes to goalies and prep, what's your mindset with that? Because that's a completely different role. That's a very isolating role, for goodness sakes.
It is very isolating, for sure, and everyone's going to have their different little quirks to kind of get their mind into the game, and goaltending is mostly, it's a mind game. You have to be able to get yourself psyched up for it. So some goalies are very routine oriented. They have to get their routine down before a game.
It's just that mindset to get them going. Some, if you're like me, your routine is literally just going, grabbing a coffee and chilling out and joking around with the boys before putting everything on. So I have no pregame routine besides drinking coffee and having a laugh.
Okay.
But, that's probably also why I'm not a professional goalie.
That's
Others, they definitely have more, routines and stuff like that. So it is a very tough position. It's very isolating for sure, but I think it's the most fun position in hockey.
What kind of coffee do you drink?
It's like on my way to the rink, I have the Tim Hortons and Thickwood just one stop, so I always just go and grab that.
What, double-double, triple?
No, just black. Like
just black coffee.
I wouldn't have cream in my coffee before playing hockey. That would just...
slow you right down.
Or probably just end up coming up halfway through if I get a lot of shots.
Yeah, fair enough. Now, when it comes to being a goalie, like, as I get older, like, I am less and less flexible. So, like, it's something that, like, I really, like, three times a day. Like, I don't know if you guys noticed when we were filming earlier, like, I was trying to touch my toes.
Yeah.
Not trying, succeeding. But, like, it becomes harder and harder, and you see goalies warming up, and, like, it's wild. So how do you keep your flexibility going?
That's a tough one, because I'm finding that situation right now, the older I get, the less flexible I'm getting. And, definitely the past few years, I have been finding more and more injuries.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of physiotherapy, lots of massage. Trying to get that. Like, I'm still currently trying to clear up some tendonitis I have in my ankle that developed last year.
Yeah.
So I've been haven't played a full season last year due to that injury. But luckily, I still play forward or defense as well, so I'm not completely losing hockey. I play all the positions. I'm hoping that I'm not ready to hang up the pads yet type thing. So, I'm trying to take care of myself first and then... try to keep at it because I've been playing it for so long. It's not something I really feel like giving up yet.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, if my body's telling me otherwise, I suppose I have to listen to it.
You got enough. Forget that nonsense, man. You got to keep playing. You got to go see my boy, Ben. Ben's a massage therapist here in town. He's wildly impressive. He'll change your life.
All right.
Yeah, because, I go to festivals and, raves, and, when you go to a festival, you're camping in a field for, 5 days, and you're just getting up, walking all day, then you get to the stage, you're dancing, and then you're walking to the next stage, you're dancing, so it's, wear and tear. So, I was just like, man, I want to keep doing this. I don't want to stop because of, aches and pains. So I was doing physio, chiropractor, massage. Anyways, I hooked up with Ben. Change my life, bro.
I'll have to get his information.
Yeah, I'll give you his information before you leave. He's awesome. We shout him out all the time on the show, so big shout out to Ben. So with these two passions of hockey and education, how did you get into the union component?
Yeah, that was, I was always kind of interested in the union aspect of teaching, because I know my father growing up, he was part of the school board-ish type thing. I was trying to work out with that. My mother was also a teacher, so I always kind of was interested in that union aspect of it because, when we have good teaching conditions for our students, they're going to learn the best. And, teachers provide that. So how do we get those teaching conditions? It's always through that union aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
part of that was just trying to make sure that we can provide, or even for myself, I can provide the best opportunity for my students that are in my classroom. So 5 or 6 years ago right now, position opened up for vice president of the Catholic division opened up, and just on a whim, I kind of applied for it.
Yeah.
And I was very fortunate enough to get that position. So, it was 5, 6 years ago right now, I kind of jumped in and I haven't really looked back. The position I'm leaving right now is the chair of the teacher welfare committee.
Okay.
So that's kind of the committee that, makes sure the collective agreement is getting upheld. Mm. On both ends. So we kind of have to master that collective agreement idea. Yeah. And if there's any issues come up, either we can deal with it in-house or we have the provincial ATA kind of step in.
Mm-hmm.
So people through teacher employment services and stuff like that to help out resolve any issues.
Yeah.
So it was, kind of been bouncing around a little bit.
That's neat though. It's obviously enjoyable to you. You continue to do it and trying to move up in that career, right?
Yeah. It's very enjoyable. The people I get to meet, they're all great advocates for education.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, is that in order to provide the best environment for our kids, teachers need to be taken care of as well. Yeah. Right? When teachers are at their best, they will provide the best for their students. And that's where my role is. I want to make sure that teachers have that opportunity to be their best.
Mm.
So then the students here in Fort McMurray and of course in all of Alberta will also benefit from it as well.
There you go. Well, my dude, that's all of our time today. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, shameless plug. I guess my shameless plug would have to be for just education. You know, we are going to be going into our rounds of negotiation very soon.
Yeah, man.
With the government. We've been seeing right now over the past few years, classroom conditions have been dwindling, and it's just been extremely hard. We've been seeing more and more kids in our classes, higher complexities. There's been an increase in violence towards teachers in the classroom. And not only that, Alberta has been spending the least amount of money per student in all of Canada. So not like second, like we are at the bottom. So just take how much money you spend in education divided by how many students, we are at the bottom. So that would be my shameless plug, is to try to get people out there, recognize these trends, and try to put pressure on the government, on your MLAs, and all those representatives to try to bring back the Alberta advantage instead of just letting it decline like we have been seeing in the past few years.
There we go. For McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. Good job, man.
Thank you.
Killed it. Yeah, it was a fun little race you ran this year. My wife is the vice principal at Father Bo.
Okay.
And so...
Hi everyone, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.